Masechtas Maaseres, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Zayin. The Mishnah discusses structures that are similar to houses, but still will not set the produce to become set for Maaser. Hatsrifim, hunters' huts, which were made similar to like teepees. Vaburganin, these were storage huts that were made in the fields to store the produce. Vehailkatiyis, these were huts made for shade in the summer months from the sun. All these things are pturin, they're still exempt from Maaser when you bring the produce inside of them because people don't live in them permanently. Sukkas Genaiser, the huts that people in the Genaiser would live in, the Rav says Genaiser is the Yama Kinneret. And by the Kinneret Sea, they had a lot of farmlands and they would make huts to farm outdoors. Even though he has a mill inside of this hut and chickens, still it's exempt because it wasn't a permanent dwelling. It doesn't make it set for Maaser. Sukkas HaYetzrim, a potter's hut, and this had two rooms. The inner room he would live in and the outer room he would do his work, make the pottery, and he would sell it. So Pnimius, the inner room, Chayavis. It will make the produce become obligated and set for Maaser. V'achitzayin ha'ptura, but the outer one is still exempt. He doesn't live in it. He just works and sells his wares. So produce that he brought in there, he can still snack on. Rabbi Yossi says a general rule. Kol she'ein adiras chama v'adiras geshamim. Any place that he doesn't live in, both in the summer and the winter, ptura, it's exempt. Only something that's a permanent home throughout the year. Sukkas achag v'chag, a sukkah for the yontif of sukkahs. On the Yontif of Sukkos, so there's a difference of opinion. Rabbi Yehuda Machayev, Rabbi Yehuda holds that it will make the produce become set for Maaser, and this is Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that a sukkah needs to be keva. Rabbi Yehuda also happens to hold that you need a mezuzah on your sukkah. We don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda in either of these halachas. The Chachamim argue, and Peturim, they hold that a sukkah is temporary and it's still exempt from Maaser. You can still snack on the produce. Mishnah Ches discusses a fruit tree growing inside the chatzer. Usually when you bring the fruit produce into the chatzer, it can become set for Maaser. What about a tree that's growing in the chatzer? Te'ena shehi'ai medes v'chatzer, a fig tree that's standing inside a chatzer. Eichel achas achas u'pater, he can eat the figs one by one from the tree and still exempt from Maaser, because it's not processed at all. V'mtsirif, but once he combines two figs, he picks two or more figs, then chayav, it's going to be obligated to Maaser, he won't be able to eat. Combining together two makes it somewhat processed, and together with being in the chatzer, it becomes set for Maaser. Rav Shimon says, achas b'minay, he can have one fig in his right hand, v'achas b'smaylei, one fig in his left hand, v'achas b'piv, and one in his mouth, and that's still not considered combined. They're still considered separate, and he can still eat from them and be exempt from Maaser. Only when he puts two in one hand or two in his mouth, then it's going to become set for Maaser. Ala l'raisha, if he climbed to the top of the tree, then memalachiki v'eichel, he can fill his whole lap up with figs and eat them there at the top of the tree. As long as he doesn't bring them down into the chatzer, that's fine. Only when he brings it down into the chatzer, then the chatzer makes it set for Maaser. But at top of the tree, you can combine two or more and still eat without taking off Maaser.